I've been on a little reading tour, reading in the Midwest and then coming here and spending a few days here. And one of the things that has impressed me and made me feel envious is that all the people I meet, or most of them, have a real sense of roots, a sense of place, which I never had. I don't know if it came about because I was born in New York, and most New Yorkers don't have a sense of place, a sense of roots. And my second full collection is called Transitions, and attempts to deal with that fact, that place seems very desirable, and yet I don't have a recognizable place. I'll read you the title poem from that book, and then a few Minnesota poems, Midwestern poems that came out of my stay there. Transitions. Having left the city, having broken the habit of the breast, the long familiar suck of friends, family, comfortable jobs, I moved from city to town, from town to the temporary sanity of woods, back and back again. I can't stop, and the losses pile up with the gains, as if I were a wood tick who left his legs in a dozen armpits that seemed for a while like home. There's no one place. I've found particles of night in my eyes wherever I awoke. I know the hunger of the brain for itself is the same in the mountains as it is in the slums. Still, I dream of a place that is no transition, some place between birth and death where the ground is soft and I could sink in with my entire weight. So now I pack again, and now, as always, the reason is good. The trailer is hooked to the car, the map is circled, and I break into the pleasure of simply moving. No debts, no lease on my life, no rest till there is.